Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
To our show. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Sharon, and we are always delighted when you take time out of your day to join us here on the Marketing Pulpit. We have been broadcasting for several years now, and it is always a delight knowing that you are there listening, and I say it all the time. To all my faithful listeners, thank you so much, especially those who've been with me since day one. You are the best. And we just love, love, love you. And to those who may be new to the show, welcome. A good old Southern welcome to you. Thank you so much for taking time to join us today. My co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, he has been on the move. I guess we all have been on the move, and wow, we've had quite a bit going on with the show for the last couple of weeks, but we thank you so much for being patient and joining us today. And listen, if you have a question or you have a comment or you want to leave any kind of information, just give us a call. Hey, we're live. We'd love to hear your comments and your thoughts. 215-383-3872. 215-383-3872. We're always happy to take your comments. Dr. Lake, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Good to be with you. How are you?
I am doing good. I tell you, I have to admit, I didn't rest too well because, you know, the wind was blowing and I just wanted to make sure everything was going to be okay. And thank goodness, last night there was no damage. Really happy about that. How did you fare? How are you all faring there?
We're not close to anything bad.
Oh, good.
No, Dallas.
Because I know they have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. I know some folks from our office. They had to evacuate where they live, and they hadn't been able to go back yet. So we do want to keep everybody in prayer. Yeah, I know. I mean, so we have we have a lot to be thankful for, but we do want to keep them in prayer as well. And also, as you know, it's been 16 years since the September 11th attack. 16 years. It really doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's been about 16 years. And, you know, even after all those years, Dr. Lake, I remember, I was telling someone last night, I remember where I was that day. Do you remember where you were that day? 9/11.
I remember where I was, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I kept thinking it was a joke, a nightmare. Who would ever do something like that?
You know,
I was numb
that
the whole
is the
day.
Same thing. I mean, me too. I told someone that yesterday. I said, you know what, at first I thought it was just, you know, somebody being funny or just, you know, some type of film or movie coming out, and it was actually true. It was actually true. I think that attack killed about almost 3,000 people, about 2,900 and something people, injured over 6,000 other people. Dr. Lake, it cost about $10 billion in infrastructure and property damage. Can you, I mean, $10 billion. So our hearts are still, I know my heart does, and I'm sure practically everybody who has a heart still grieves that terrible, terrible day in American history. And, of course, we want to just say that we still extend our prayers and our thoughts to families who still hurt, a nation that still hurts as a result of that. And sometimes, you know, and this is a question that I've been asking myself. In fact, I asked myself today, is it possible, Dr. Lake, really, for a nation to heal, for a nation to heal from terrorist attack, for a nation to heal from racial divide? That's a question that I'm presenting today. Is it possible to heal, really, from things like that? What are your thoughts on that today?
Well, I do believe that it is possible to heal, but, you know, everybody must embrace it, must want to, you know, move past things that cause division and strife and unrest. And this country has a longstanding history of saying things but doing something completely different. And so we always are having something that just keeps this civil unrest, this hurt and pain. We always do something to keep it alive or to keep it simmering, and then the next big thing takes it over the top again. We have the capability, but whether we choose to use it and do it is another story.
I agree. I agree to that. And I also think that a lot of it has to do with those, well, I say three, and of course it's probably more than three, but, well, I'm going to say the prevalent two. Greed, power, selfishness. Three. I believe those three reasons contribute to racial unrest, racial divide. It contributes to terrorist attacks. It contributes to brutality against other human beings, greed, power, selfishness. And there may be some that you want to throw in there too, but I do believe those are huge ones. And unfortunately, like you said, not just our country, but other countries, nations, continents have almost been practically ruined because of it. There are some countries, civilizations, definitely, they don't even exist anymore because of it. They don't exist anymore. They're just no longer here. Civilizations that just are gone. And if we're not careful, and as you look at our country, as you look at the things that are taking place in our country, if we are not careful, if we don't get a handle on some of the things that are taking place right now, we're going to find ourselves in an awful situation where, if we're not careful, liberties will be lost. Not just human rights, civil rights, but religious rights and all other kinds of rights are going to be at stake. So I want to kind of talk a little bit about, is it possible, is it really possible for a country to come together? Will it be possible for the U.S. to come together? Will it be possible for the states that make up the United States to come together? Is it possible for cities, communities to come together and heal from the racial tension, the terrorist tension that has taken place in this country? And if it is possible, how do we go about doing it? How do we go about doing it? Are there any examples from the past that we can look at? We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon and my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake.
Hollywood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Word about the
I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me and my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake, here on the Marketing Pulpit. We're just so delighted that you decided to join us. And today we are talking about, is it possible to have peace? Not just in our nation, but in our country, in our states, in our cities, in our communities. Is it possible? And if it's possible, how do we go about doing that? And we have Dr. Lake. And you know what, Dr. Lake, I know you deal with families, breaking it down even further. You deal with families who may have issues going on, maybe on the verge of divorce, maybe on the verge of leaving each other, chaotic things are going on in their home, and they're looking for a solution, either peace or they're looking to make it better or they just want to get out. What are a couple of things that you encourage your clients to look at when they're searching for peace or searching for solutions? Very similar to the way nations search for peace and solutions. What are some of the things that you advise them to do first?
First, I always say if you look outside of yourself, that's where you can do the most. Look for causes, situations, things that you can volunteer, help on, take up a cause, speak up for somebody. You know, so that those are always good. Talking and having good dialogue with people, those people that, you know, you're having issues with, creating dialogue where you do more listening and then talking, having a mindset that wants to bring healing and resolution and peace to every and any situation. These are just some of the practical things that I try to point people to so that we don't get stuck in negativity, old habits, things that keep us always doing the same old thing negatively.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you look at some of the thoughts and feelings of people in our country today, and again, I just want to remind everybody, I mentioned to you that I am doing a series in regards to the state of our country and things that I know our listeners are concerned about, things that I'm concerned about. And one of the questions that I'm asking today is it even possible to have peace? Is it even possible to do that? And quite a few people are talking about our country, our civilization. Is it in decline? Is our country, our nation, in decline? When your morality, when racial unrest, when economic health is on the rocks, does that mean that our civilization is in decline? When we look at our country, so many wonderful things about the country, but is it enough? Is there balance? And is it enough to keep us healthy when it comes to the quality of life, security, and freedom in our country? Dr. Lake, when you take a look at the media, and I know you've heard this from people. I mean, I hear it all the time. The media, the news that we see every day, when we take a look at the greed that we see every day with our political, our politicians and our political leaders, when you take a look at the greed with corporations and workers who fear they may not have jobs tomorrow, who fear they may not be able to take care of their health care, corporate offices, downsizing, putting people, so many people out of work. When you take a look at all the displacement as a result of the storms and the looting that's going on, people are in a state of unrest. And when you add on top of it racism, and people talk a lot about racism, but I am totally in agreement, Dr. Lake, with something, and I said it, and other people are beginning to say it too, because it's absolutely true. There are more people who are against racism than there are who are for it. But if you look at the news and you look at the media, you would think that there are so many people who are racist. And it's just not true. There's only a few people in comparison to the entire population that are racist. So when you add the media fueling things on top of it, when you add your police, your FBI, your government, when people don't trust your government, they don't trust your police, they don't trust, I mean, there's a lot of unrest. And it could be very daunting and cause people to become very scared in this country. But this isn't the first time. Well, I was going to say that, like, this isn't the first time we've been here, but I don't know. There's a lot going on right now. And perhaps this has happened before, but with all the weather and the tension and the government and our president being – the nation being divided over our presidential candidate and the food and the, it's like there's a lot going on today. There's a lot going on. And so when we take a look at possibility, is it possible to have peace? In my heart of hearts, I want to believe that it is, but it's going to take a whole lot for us to get there. Having an open and honest conversation is probably where it's going to start. But there's so many damaging reports and so much happening. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. We can get back
well,
to that point.
The Bible talks about, you know, there's never going to be real peace on earth. And it's a sin problem. We're getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
The love of many is waxing cold. And he says, basically, look out when they call peace and say, when people call, say there's peace, then that's really destruction. The second point that I want to make is, yes, we do have a greed problem. I read an article the other day that said, in a nutshell, that cancer is not an illness, it's big business. It's all about money. So,
yes, it is.
You know, and every civilization, every power, every nation that has come to power since the beginning of time, it always found its collapse. It was always first a spiritual and moral collapse or moral decay. And this is no different. Some of the symptoms are all the same. Lack of a compassion or greed is big. Moral decline. We care less for our brother. We care more about ourselves. Nobody speaks the truth anymore. So it's all going to get worse. And so I'm not really shocked at what we see. Now, man keeps thinking through evolution that things are going to get better. Evolution says we started bad, but we'll end up good. No, I mean that we'll evolve to something better. No, we are getting worse. And we can just continue to expect things to get worse and worse. So that's, for me, is a sign that, you know, I got to do all that I can and to live the kind of life that's exemplary of being Christ-like and don't get too caught up in what I see around me, because these are just the signs of the time, and know that one day real soon this thing could all be over with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's probably great advice, especially to, you know, my listening audience, when we take a look at everything that's happening, and you can't turn your head to it or stick your head down in the sand as if nothing's happening, but there is stuff happening all over. We already talked about some things, and Dr. Lake, you make a great point. The probability of things ever being peaceful and everybody living in peace, love, joy, harmony is it's probably just not going to happen here because you have so many issues in so many areas, starting from the top down. When you look at your government and you see the greed and the lies and things that people do there, when you look at your educational system that's in trouble, that has issues, when you take a look at your housing that has issues, you know, all the terrible loans, the fraudulent activity that has taken place with housing, foreclosures that were illegal and wrong, when you take a look at all the accounts that have been opened up in people's names they had no clue, with some of your large banks and class action lawsuits in here and there, it's enough to make you go, wow, is there any hope? Is there any hope? But the truth of the matter is, and I'm going to say it, people believe a lot of things. Some people believe that this is it. Live your life the way you want to live it because this is it. When you're gone, you're gone. Some believe in being reincarnated. Others believe that there is a beautiful place called heaven, that when this life is over, that there is a heaven. Well, I choose to believe that there is a beautiful place and that one day there is a place that we will go to called heaven. I do believe that. And I believe that the best that you can do in this world, Dr. Lake, very similar to what you said. Number one, live a wonderful life. Live a good life, a life that includes being moral, being kind to others. There's the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do good by people. Because I'm going to tell you, I have seen so many times, and Dr. Lake, you may have seen it too, so many times where people have just been callous, not only with their life, but with other people's lives. They've done things that were just completely wrong. And some of these are people of faith who say that they believe in a higher power. And I have seen it come back around. I have. It may not have come back that day or the next day, but it comes back around. What you reap, you will sow. I do believe that. And I do believe that. And I hate to say it, but I do believe it. Things are not going to get much better. I think things will continue on a slippery slope, on a state of decline. But I don't think that's the end. I don't believe that this is the end. And so I don't live for what's here today and now. I try to live for what I know is coming, the hope of something better. And studies have been done. There really have been studies that have been done with people who believe, who think positive and believe positive, as opposed to those who think negative and believe negatively that it's the end, no sense in doing or saving or planning, no sense in doing all that because when you're gone, you're gone. And I'm going to take it all with me and I'm not leaving anything to anybody. Have you heard that from people before?
Yes.
I'm not leaving nothing for nobody. I'm taking it all with me. Well, there have been studies that people with more positive attitudes tend to have healthier lifestyle. They tend to have a better quality of life. And in some instances, they tend to live longer and they tend to be happier people. And so I guess if I can't say anything else to my listening audience, is it possible for us to have peace again? It's possible for us to have peace where you are. If you take peace, if you strive for peace, if you strive to do what's good, if you strive to be examples and people look at you, you may change your world where you are. You may change life where you are by, one, being fair to people. If you're on the police force, treating people kindly, not to others. If you're in banking, making sure that you don't falsify documents. and force people into foreclosure illegally. If you're in the political arena, voice what's right and what's true, what's equitable. Voice those things. Sometimes it's hard when you're in political environments, Dr. Lake, not to get entangled in that stuff. There have been some people who've had good hearts, good intentions, and once they got in that political arena, it wasn't what they thought it was. It just wasn't what they thought it was. So if I can't say anything else, and we're almost out of time, there is hope. There really, really is. Especially if you believe in a higher power and you believe in heaven, there is hope after this. Live your life not for here, but for what's to come. Mm-hmm. Dr. Lake, that's what I'm saying, and I'm sticking to it. I'm sticking to it. And with your background, I know that you probably talk to people on a regular basis who come to the end of their rope, They don't see that there's any hope. They don't see that there's any goodness that could come out of this life at this particular time. What would you say to someone who feels that way, who's taking a look at everything and saying, you know what, it's just not worth it anymore. It's just, this world is just falling apart. What do you have to say to someone that may be in that situation right now?
I'm going to say the same thing you said, but I'm just going to say it differently. We have to change our lens and stop looking outwardly or behind us. We've got to look up. That's mm-hmm. where our redemption lies. Look up. And the goal should be for us, even though we've got a nation that's fractious and that's splintering at times, our goal should be, as individuals, is to try to live peacefully with all people. We mm-hmm. need to try individually to live at peace with all people. And if I can just do that, I think I can have a better impact on society.
Oh, I completely agree. Being positive, looking at the positive side of life, there's still a lot of beautiful things in this world. Your family, the people who love you, the people that you love, doing good for others. We can still make a difference in this world. We can make a difference in our community, in our homes, in our cities. We just have to make the decision to do so. Irregardless of what's happening around you, it doesn't have to happen to you. You don't have to be a part of it. Make a difference. Make a change. Those of you who go into schools and you read to kids, I think that's awesome. Those of you who keep foster kids, awesome. Those of you who are making a difference, Dr. Lake is making a difference with the in his community, working with the homeless. We all can still make a difference. We really yeah. can. So, irregardless of what you see around you, that's not the beginning and it's not the end. And I want to just say thank you so much today for listening. Dr. Lake, if someone wants to talk to you a little further, how can they get in touch with you?
Oh, I would be delighted if they would call me at 714-376-8643.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today, and I hope that there was something that we said that was a benefit to you, because that's why we're here. We are here to give you information that enlightens, informs, and entertains, but also to give you something that hopefully will make a difference in your life. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon and my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake.